Hello, today the church celebrates the commemoration of all the faithful departed, also known as All Souls Day, and our gospel passage comes to us from John chapter 6, verses 37 to 40. Jesus said to the crowds, "Everything that the Father gives me will come to me, and I will not reject anyone who comes to me, because I came down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of the one who sent me. And this is the will of the one who sent me, that I should not lose anything of what he gave me, but that I should raise it on the last day. For this is the will of my Father, that everyone who sees the Son and believes in him may have eternal life, and I shall raise him on the last day." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Today we remember those we have known and loved who have gone before us in death. This entire month of November is a time for us to remember our dead in a special way. As Christians, our remembering of those who have died is always done in the context of faith and prayer. Praying to God for our beloved deceased is one of the ways we consciously and spiritually experience our abiding communion with them in God. We believe that they are with God and that God is also with us in this life. It is that shared connection with the Lord that keeps us in communion with our loved ones who have died. In praying for our beloved deceased, we ask God to bring them to the fullness of life. We also pray in thanksgiving for the gift of their earthly lives and the many ways God blessed us through them. Today we entrust our beloved deceased to God. As God's love has been poured into our hearts by the Holy Spirit, which has been given to us, we pray that they will experience that love fully in God's kingdom of everlasting love and peace.